Rothschild Road and online at mhkmeats.com.
Back here on In Focus News Radio, K-Man, Brandon Peoples, speaking with Ron Fear and Mike Dodson as we preview tonight's City Commission meeting, 7 o'clock at City Hall. We do have a caller waiting on the line here, so let's get to that. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Well, you know, 40, 50 years ago, we got that letter from the FAA about needing to have a wider, longer, thicker concrete runway out there at the airport. You know, down there in Wichita, we left the runway, existing runway, active while we moved over to one side and built the wider, thicker, longer runway that was required. We could do the same thing here. That would cover the Mother May I part of the building, the runway, and keeping the airport active. And then when we get the new runway in, we could use the old runway for a taxiway to get the aircraft back and forth. We need that bigger runway with the contracts you have with the Army and the bigger airplanes that they're coming out with now, wanting to fly in here with them. We're going to need to think about doing something. We got the $4 million road around the inside of the security fence that we have been putting in. Pretty soon you're getting real money involved out there at the airport. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Relative to the runway, we've got quite a bit of analysis going on at this stage relative to kind of a master plan update. The next stage in that would be for that report to come forward and then some design work to occur. There's some additional borings. The runway's been constructed in a number of phases and lengthened over time, and so some of the base and the conditions are vary. And so this will boring project will core samples will help inform whether we need to completely replace all of it or some of it, or whether or not it can just be a rehab program, which will make the cost lower and certainly could speed up the timing of it. And so still some issues to resolve there relative to what we need to do with the primary runway and then what are the alternatives in the interim for air service while there we have construction. But, our plan is to minimize inconvenience to the airport as much as possible. Relative to the, original, there was a thought about a requirement possibly to have a perimeter road around the inside, and that's not going to be necessary based on the current classification of the airport. Not sure it would be in the future either, but we certainly want the airport to be able to meet the needs and growing expectations of folks in the region, especially Fort Riley and others, athletics, others that use the charter service and different aspects there. So appreciate that call.
Yeah, we had a meeting, lost track of time, I guess it was middle of last week, and spoke to the consultant about this. And the surface cracks, particularly at both ends of the runway, appear to be just that, which is good news, if you're hopeful that you don't have to completely replace the whole depth of the runway. The 1979 portion that's kind of in the middle, a lot of records missing. So as Ron said, we have to core sample that to make sure that there are no voids down there, and then we'll know really kind of what we're asking for. But we did get a letter from the FAA that serves to retain the 150-foot width. There was some concern about these charters that if we went to 100 feet, there'd be some that really wouldn't want to land there. So Fort Riley, when we talked to them, are very happy with this outcome. They really don't require these additional pieces for their services. I mean, they've got most of their deployment areas for their big airplanes are either at Forbes or down at Salina or even at Wichita if they needed to. So they've got plenty of places they can go. Their charters are a little bit, some of those, which are very infrequent, are a little bit like the athletic charter. So that's the reason the 150 feet is important.
All right.
And the other thing we just might say here is that I've constructed a couple runways over time and done just what the caller said, which is you fix the taxiway, make it a runway, and then you come back and repair the runway. In this case, our taxiway is too close to the building itself, and you don't have enough separation distance, so that's not a possibility. If you go to the north and west slightly, that would be a tremendous expense because there's a lot of dirt that would have to be moved, and I'm not so sure it wouldn't encroach on the in the tech park up there.
Yeah, we'd have to probably buy some property.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on here to consent agenda items here tonight.
Sure. Number of items. Try to point out some of the highlights. We've got a proposed professional services engineering service agreement with Bartlett and West, and this is to, in the amount of $76,000 to have them design some sanitary sewer improvements along the Sethchild and Wildcat Creek corridor. This is an interceptor sewer to add capacity to the line that flows into our main that goes down Wildcat. We've got a North Campus Corridor project we're recommending for award of contract. This is a phase on North Manhattan Avenue. Some folks will recall when a couple summers ago, we closed off North Manhattan and reconstructed the roadway from Kimball to the entrance of the K-State Research Park and signalized that intersection. And so we did that during a summer just as soon as school was out and then got it open before the roadway opened before school started in August. This is a similar project. This will be continuing those improvements to the south. North Manhattan's an old rural roadway with just ditches and very steep shoulders, two-lane, not much of a shoulder there, so it's a modernized city street. And so this next phase would be to go from the entrance there at the signals to the research park and go south to Baker's Way and the American Institute for Baking. We're actually working with them, and we're going to relocate that street a little bit further north to get better sight distances for them. And then also there'll be a future connection to the south end of the research park that would come off that intersection as well. And so working with AIB to relocate Baker's Way and their parking lot there and create a new entrance for them and still providing access to them so they can get to work from the south there. And then once we get that done, we can reopen it from the north. And so it's a big project recommending award of a contract to Amino Brothers Construction and a little over $1.9 million. It was we had a couple of bidders there. That was the low bid that we're recommending. The original engineer's opinion of cost was just over $1.7 million. Some of the factors that the engineers are recommending proceeding with the project, mainly they think the tight timelines have driven up that cost. There are some substantial liquidated damages on the contract if they don't finish in time. And all of those things, plus the weather that we've had, is certainly, we think, drove up those bids. We don't think it's excessive. The actual estimate for this phase was a little over $2 million. So from a budget perspective, we're under. We just had that situation where the estimate for the actual cost of the project was a little lower by the engineer's estimate. So recommending award a contract, and there's some new easements and agreements that we're asking the commission to approve with the American Institute for Baking. Also, we've got some playground resurfacing projects at Goodnow Park, Northeast Community Park, and Northview Park. It's an award of a contract to Forever Lawn in Wichita in the amount of about $209,000. About $97,000 of this is to replace the surfacing out at Annenberg Park as well that was damaged during the flooding last Labor Day, and we'll be getting about 90% of federal and state funds to help meet a portion of that cost. We also have a contract with Little Apple Lawn and Landscape for $30,000 for mowing, contract mowing different areas that the city's responsible for mowing. Also, a federal funds exchange for just under $600,000. This is a change in the program. It's some transportation money that generally comes with a lot of rules attached to it. But if we use this exchange fund, we can use it on other local projects. And so it used to be at this 90% on the dollar range where the state would retain 10%. That dipped as low as 75% over the last couple of years, so it hasn't been as good a deal. But something we've lobbied pretty hard on was to get that back up to 90%, and KDOT did make that change in the governor as well, and so we're recommending proceeding with that exchange fund. We also have an agreement with the Downtown Farmers Market to lease a portion of the space at the mall. There would be basically on the other side of Dillard's there, on the west side of Dillard's, where they've been over the past several years. That's worked out to be a popular spot for the farmers market during the summer months. And then also a couple pieces of equipment. We've got a one-ton pickup that's our fleet division that works on a lot of equipment, and so recommending award a contract to Shawnee Mission Ford. That's off the state contract at $67,319. And a new tandem axle medium dump truck replacing an older one. That's coming in at $175,956, also off the state vehicle bids. And then we also have asking for authorization to purchase some pool chemicals. We bid those out on unit prices, and so looking forward to that aspect. We also have a request by Pawnee Mental Health Services to waive some building permit fees. This is for the mental health crisis stabilization facility that they're constructing on Hayes Drive, which the city's been assisting to try and get that established. So the total request there would be about $3,863. In fee waivers that they're asking for the commission to approve.
All right. We're going to get to a break, come back with more here with Mayor Mike Dodson and City Manager Ron Fear on In Focus News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance